In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
And I'm Sam Mazzani.
Hello. Yeah.
How's it going?
What's up?
Yeah. What's up?
We hopped right in.
We survived another week.
Yeah, no warm-ups. We're going right in.
Yep.
We got to go right in.
Well,
into this.
Yeah. This is episode number 55.
Sponsored by David Lee Roth.
And in this episode, we're going to take a deep dive into the NSA CIA military base in the middle of Australia.
Oh, sweet.
Known as
Pine
Gap, which
so
we
like
talked briefly about last week. So it's kind of a second part to our episode last week.
Should we do some housekeeping? And then also I think we should check in on a little bit of the DNC stuff and coronavirus.
Current events are important right now. Yeah.
do you want to do the housekeeping?
Our
stuff
website
first?
Yeah. Should be out by the time this episode drops.
Yeah,
probably
I hope so.
close to it.
Hopefully,
hell
get
yeah.
it ready.
And what can we find
sweet.
At the old site?
You can find merch. We're gonna have some basically compiling our research into a couple pages of info for people.
Blog posts. If you prefer that.
Post.
Yep.
And then pictures of our pretty faces.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Links to the episodes. And if you want to sponsor us, you know.
Cool.
That's right.
It'd be an option to do it there.
Our Patreon's still live. If you guys want to throw us some money on there, we're trying to get a new soundboard because ours sucks. Also, we're going to be doing new stuff on the site. So if you can support us that way, or if you want to buy merch, that works too. But if you have any money to throw
our
way,
it helps.
And
like I said, we got some sick merch.
The merch is good. That's probably the best way to support us is because the merch is really cool. You get something out of it, too. But if you want to throw us a couple bucks a month, that would be sweet. We could buy a new soundboard. Podcast will sound better.
Absolutely.
What else?
Same will sound the same.
I will sound the same.
Podcast in general. Yeah.
That's it. I mean, we're still available on social media. You can still get
Reddit.
At us on our subreddit's kind of popping these days.
I love
even
subreddit.
Though we only have
we're doing good.
Small members, we have a lot of traffic. We got a lot of traffic on the subreddit. So just you can get us there. We talk about our episodes. I link videos and things that we reference, and so it's a good place to
check
conspiracies.
Also, I didn't want to talk about this when we had a guest on because it's keep it in the family, somebody lit us up.
Someone lit us up on
the podcast review. And
what'd they say? I didn't read it.
I will be honest. It is probably somebody that is friends with me and not you guys.
Yeah, it's got to be a friend of ours.
Yeah.
What
was the pod?
It's not comedy, conspiracy, and then I can't see the rest, .. We're the only podcast that actively spotlights our bad reviews.
I love it.
2 out of 5 stars, which is always weird. Like two,
thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, you can't have a nuanced opinion on a podcast. It's either I like it or I don't.
And we ask
especially
for 5 stars only. So if they're a fan, they clearly didn't listen to.
They're an enemy. They listened.
Yeah,
to
this
it
is an enemy.
Felt the need
of the
it's
state.
So bad, but they didn't give us one.
I think it's a friend. I think it's good advice. But we'll come to that at the end of the read.
Right.
They make some valid points. They're just going to start.
Yes, there are some valid points.
I want to like this show and have been an avid listener, but the hosts consistently do a few things wrong. One, they jump into the subject without ever giving a summary history of the subject. The listener has to already heard something about the subject.
Second.
They defame themselves constantly, not for comic appeal or to deliver a punchline, but constantly remind the listeners they have no money, no fans, they are not racist, not sexist, while delivering funny humor that at its core can be sexist or racist for comedy's sake. They have a Me Too movement, Big Brother complex that haunts them without even delivering comedy in spite of it. Keep telling me you're not racist before literally every joke. Say it 5 times in one episode, even, or just own the joke or don't broadcast it. Listen, okay, all right.
Okay.
Listen.
Okay. Some of our best friends have been canceled. Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein.
I just want to say.
We're scared.
And before I get into this, I'm not sexist and I'm not racist, but now, I don't know, man. Come on. Look, we're just having a good time. Don't analyze us this closely. This doesn't. What is this?
I mean, I get it. If you look at podcasts or comedians that are really making it, they're saying whatever they want. But it's great. But you just skirt that line until it's too late.
Yeah,
I want to be able to do this for a long time.
Listen, maybe.
Know? And if it, you know.
It feels like he just wants me to admit that I'm sexist or racist. And I'm not doing that until we're making at least
$20,000
a month
was,
on the Patreon.
First take was directed at me. The second take was directed at you, Sam.
Oh, I say it too, though. I think I'm the one that calls it out all the time because I'm like, just let people know. I'm not. I just want you to know.
What is it?
So there's five more points.
I mean,
so we gotta move through these.
Oh, five more?
Yeah,
that's more than a few. We'll move through.
Okay, five total. This one's
the conceit of the show. They clearly use Wikipedia and then other surface level sites for information and readily Google new info during the broadcast without any regard. Want to know more? It would take you 5 seconds to wrap up what they have found. Listeners listen because they like conspiracies and the host's knowledge is nil. You know what? This one's not fair because we have always been quite open about the fact we do not know
we're
anything.
We're more open about that than any kind of late.
And
that's the whole point of the podcast.
In a funny voice, basically.
Yeah.
You don't read Wikipedia and be like, well, that's a good joke.
If you're here for the hard facts on conspiracies, I'm afraid that you have come to the wrong place.
Yeah, and our listeners know this. So this is just, I think it's not quite valid.
I would say that by approaching it through humor and comedy, albeit it may not be your cup of tea, we sometimes discover new things.
We
don't
do,
we?
Right?
And we make a
lot
of stuff.
The premise of the podcast is that we basically read Wikipedia.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And also, I don't just read Wikipedia.
he reads other sites, guys.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then I'll wrap this up because we got to roll. Personal opinion, I've always found Sam to be talented AF at comedy. All the guys are great people, but they need to understand with three of them, they need to collaborate on their roles. Is Sam the one who makes a lot of jokes while Justin remains neutral host, keeping things on track while Shane is the brain?
Yes.
No. All three have... This is somebody that likes me. And I'm going to be honest, the weight of my heart is not this.
That's not. If you're a true fan, you would give us 5 stars and send us a personal email.
Yes.
Yeah.
It says, hey guys, think about this. I think some of them are valid. I think the last one, I'm clearly not the brain.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I'm just the middle of the Oreo on this one. Or is Sam the middle of the Oreo? I don't know.
No, me and Shane are the riff boys.
I'm the straight guy.
Yeah, we're riff boys.
I do the research and set things up, and Sam and Shane do the riffs.
Yeah.
Sam mostly does the voices, and Shane has
also,
a...
What is this? Stop trying to break it down. It doesn't need to be this way.
It's not all black and white, guys. Sometimes we can have nuance in what we do.
Sometimes I have good ideas, and I try to be smart. Sometimes Shane
I'm not suggesting that our fans do this, but if we happen to have any fans out there
people
who make their living off showing off their naked body.
People are going to hate this part of the podcast.
I know. It's fine.
We can always move it to the end.
I don't care. I think it's fine.
Yeah, we can do it addendum.
People like us.
I think that would help this guy. If you're this lonely guy writing reviews and you want to see a naked woman, we can help arrange that.
Right. And then also here's the last thing is a weird thing because the last one just says all caps, we are listening. Ulipo.
O-U-L-I-P-O. Did you look that up?
I tried to look it up. Did
you look that up?
It's like some weird French thing.
It's like a poetry collective. Yeah, French poetry collective thing.
So it's like, now it's like some weird conspiracy on the end. So
how long ago was this posted?
February 28th.
Yeah.
Which podcast? What episode had just come out then? I don't know. Probably a bad one.
Oh.
I don't know.
It was, I'll tell you.
Well, look.
I know. I actually looked that up.
Let's try. Listen, if you're still listening, and we haven't gotten to the pod yet, here we're going to try to take some of these criticisms under advisement.
Buttigieg?
It was the DNC one.
Oh yeah, wasn't it?
Okay. Well,
listen. You know what?
Yeah, we'll take it under advisement.
No, fuck that. Fuck this guy. I don't care. Yeah, listen, I don't have enough. I'm going to be honest. I know. I'm glad that you said you're a fan of me, and I probably have like five, but now I have 4 fans. I don't like you. I don't like you coming at the podcast like this. It's fucked up. We're trying our best. How about you link your podcast to us, and we'll leave a review for you guys. We're out here trying to create something, and fuck you. You know what? Anyway.
What if it was Joe Rogan? He's like, here's the link to my pod.
Yeah, and he's like, okay, all right. But come on, man.
All right. Okay, all right.
We put out a year and a half of these basically for free. And you're going to come at me and review this like it's a goddamn HBO show? We're a bunch of fucking idiots talking about podcasts. Enjoy it or not. I mean, conspiracies. Fuck you.
Feel free to go back since we are taking some of these under advisement, and give us a 5-star review.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
We've changed hearts and minds before.
You listen to this one, and you tell me if we didn't take into account, right? No apologies for anything you say on this pod. I will give a recap of where we are to bring people up to speed. And know your roles, guys.
Yeah, I got my role. I'm the brain, guys.
I'm only giving facts here today. I'm only giving facts.
I love that this guy has no idea that I spend so much time talking to my therapist that the only reason why people like me is because I'm funny, and no one sees me as more than that. And then this guy's like, Sam just needs to make jokes.
Stay in his lane.
Listen, you just make the jokes. Nobody wants to hear anything else from you.
Yeah, just we don't like it. Make the jokes. And me, it's like we're not sure what Shane. There's a question mark after Shane's the brain.
What does he do? Listen,
I love it.
Mr. Writer Review Nancy. Yeah. We're going to give you this episode today per your criticisms. If you like what you hear, give us a 5-star.
I'm going to caveat everything I say the entire podcast.
I'm going to smoke a pipe and sound smart.
And you'll like this because I used very, very little Wikipedia for this. I searched numerous sites. I spent hours of research.
Videos. So at least you're trying. He's like looking at Wikipedia. Listen, what do you want from us? And Wikipedia is sourced from other sources.
It is like, Wikipedia is a good starting point for any research.
All right.
It has footnotes.
Anyway.
Okay. You ready?
Do we have time to do a wrap up on the other stuff?
Here's a wrap up on some things going on. Right. Number one, the DNC definitely punked our boy Bernie.
Yeah.
And we're not saying it's because we necessarily support Bernie. We just unfair.
I'm trying to get my money back.
Sam, definitely.
Trying to get my I donated like over $200. He owes Bern.
That's like that time you paid $18,000 in Bitcoin for a pizza.
I know.
I can't wait until Bern shows like his new lake house.
Yeah.
That's like an insane palace. And he's like, just kidding the whole time. I'm a total capitalist.
Yeah,
rigged the system for me.
Coronavirus, they're about to.
Yeah,
they're about to lock down New York. I'm about to be fucking Logan's run out here.
What'd you do?
Logan, don't worry, we will broadcast throughout the coronavirus lockdown.
I'll be live from the streets of Manhattan.
Live. We're gonna broadcast.
It'll be
live,
like District 47 or whatever that
movie is. We're loose.
Yeah. Also, here's the thing. I forgot it. I'm supposed to be the brain. I forgot what coronavirus is, they found that it's getting into people's nervous systems.
Central nervous system.
Zombies.
It's basically
the zombie apocalypse that everyone's feared. It's what's happening.
To be fair, I read that on a website that had an ad at the bottom that said, how to win at a slot machine every time. And I said, this website may not be
true. This might tie into what we're talking about today.
Everybody's like, what are you doing to prepare? Like, are you buying up supplies? And I said, no, I bought a machete and I plan to join a street gang as soon as things
as soon as they lock us in
New York, there's going to be two types of people. There's going to be people with paper towels and toilet paper and canned food, and there's going to be me in fucking all leather, nipple rings, machete,
just running around,
just cutting people in half that have hand sanitizer. And that's
you're gonna look like Grace Jones from fucking Beyond Thunderdome.
Damn. That's my plan.
That's where we're headed with this coronavirus.
Listen, I don't care if people don't like this episode.
Bernie's out.
Like
Biden, here's the. Hey guys, here's the conspiracy beer me official political prediction.
Cool, let's hear it.
Joe Biden will win the Democratic nomination. He will select Kamala Harris as his running mate. He will win the 2000 presidential election, and after several months of being president, he will step down.
Oh.
Kamala Harris will become the first woman, black woman as well, president, and she will replace herself because she gets to pick whoever she wants with Elizabeth Warren.
Oh shit.
It is
man.
Spoken.
Did The Simpsons talk about this?
I'm voting for Trump.
If you can't have Bernie, you're having Trump.
Listen,
that's our theory.
I'm going MAGA, dude.
It does. You heard it first here.
Coronavirus isn't real.
Okay, on our episode today, we're going to talk about something that came up in our last episode. And if you are joining us, our last episode, we tumbled through the looking glass when we explored what's known as the Alice floor at the facility
called
S4.
The very funny Jeff Zenisek, if you guys,
Zenisek,
you guys enjoyed that episode. I thought it was a lot of fun. It was cool having a guest on.
It was.
Yeah.
Yes. And the S4, if you don't know, is a secret military base buried in a mountain area near Area 51. It's inside of a mountain. And in this facility, S4, there's a floor called the Alice floor. And the Alice floor contains a number of odd things inside of it. One of which is what we talked about last week, which is the looking glass. For those of you that don't know or didn't join us, the looking glass
sure
is
you
a
summarize
machine
that it completely.
That's what I'm trying to do for this guy.
Yeah.
Okay, he's a fucking
I'm
idiot.
I'm supposed to tell him that. I'm the brain,
what
Sam.
Fucking moron can't even figure out stuff through context clues. Can you explain what a base is?
A base? Let me Wikipedia that first.
All right.
According to Wikipedia, the looking glass uses gravity to warp time, and so it pulls images from the future into the past, into the nest egg. But there's also what we talked about briefly is there's an Einstein-Rosen bridge, which is a real theory by two scientists.
This is the base in
America, the famous Rosen.
This is the base.
This is the base in America.
And
the Rosen bridge uses a wormhole. And it connects to the Zeta star system.
Right.
And also the Pine Gap base in Australia. Mm-hmm. And I would like to say, just pause for a second, that was a heck of an episode, now that I say it, in one paragraph, right?
It
like,
was.
This
we
was
a
crazy
a
we talked about
we
that for literally 3 minutes, that part.
Yeah.
Of
yeah. right. Three.
We
no, but I'm
right
saying the
past
whole.
That and we're like, back to the Simpsons.
Well, I'm just saying that whole conspiracy is pretty crazy.
That was a good one.
But
I love this podcast.
We did talk to it was great. Five stars. We talked about the Pine Gap facility, and we did, as Sam said, we briefly touched upon what it is, but we said we'd have to come back to it. And so today, by demand, we are going to dig into the Pine Gap facility and explain a little more what's going on.
Okay.
I'd like to just clarify the demand came from within the podcast, by the way.
yeah, because I was like, I don't know what to talk about.
Like, that sounds cool. We should talk about that.
Yeah, we should talk about that.
We should talk about that.
Here's a question I have. Yes. Is Pine Gap just photos that forests take of how their pine trees don't touch in the middle?
You just fucking stole it right from me. God.
Yeah, dude, gotcha. I'm the brain. I'm always five steps ahead.
Damn, bro. I was about to make the same.
Back to the pod.
Back to this Wikipedia summary.
So listen, the Pine Gap. Here's some facts about Pine Gap. This is what we know. This is what is out there disclosed by the governments. In 1966, the United States and Australia signed what was known as the Pine Gap Peace Treaty, and they agreed to build a joint operational base in the heart of the Australian outback. The location, by the way, is precise. Like, it's not just a random place on the globe. It's a very precise location. It is really in the actual heart of the Australian outback. Like, if you draw it, like, the Australian island, it's right in the dead center of it. And there's a reason for that. And that reason is that the Pine Gap base monitors satellites and communications across the globe.
And so far, this is fact.
This is just normal. Yeah,
this is all fact.
Okay,
And its location in the interior of the now scroll out. Shane's looking at a map.
I'm looking
Australia,
at a map now.
Is that it is too far into the interior of Australia so that ships in international waters can intercept its signals.
Oh snap!
So you see how like it's just right in the middle. So like you can't. You're as far away from water there as you are anywhere on the island, so it's like the perfect position. Mm. And its location on the globe allows it to monitor essentially the entire hospitable eastern hemisphere of the Earth.
Dude, and that's like on that's like in a weird
country. It is in the most bizarre part of the country.
It looks like Mars.
Yeah, it very much looks like Mars, Shane.
Oh,
very
are
much
we
looks
get
like
there?
Mars. Ooh. Yeah.
Five steps ahead. Watch out.
So, man's a genius.
Okay. So, now this base has one of the most insane collection of advanced satellite dishes in the world. They're these large golf ball looking things.
Yes.
And inside
Doppler,
of those,
5,000.
So they monitor a number of things. All communications across the globe. all outgoing and incoming satellite communications. And it works in conjunction with a similar base, their sister base in Menwith Hill, England, which is near Leeds, also in the very center of the English Isle.
So does this mean there's just like, so all communicate any? How many?
Any?
I feel like somebody's probably everything made this exact observation, but so there's just a server that's just filled with every single nude known to man.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
in this island. Yeah. Just mm-hmm. some guy who's yeah. just like, right. do you mind if I get transferred yeah. to the department where we file all the pictures of people's penises away? I feel like I could do a lot of good yeah. in that department.
Yeah, and I don't get this, because if this exists, why did Hotmail say back when I had Hotmail that they couldn't find my emails?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they should be somewhere.
Here's a fascinating statistic, is that in a single 12-hour period in May of 2011, the Pine Hill database logged more than 335 million metadata records of communications.
Whoa.
So that's not even the ones that they, so they discard most of the communications.
Oh,
they
have to be like, there's no keywords.
But there's no keywords. And again, what they're doing when they record is they're recording metadata, which does include the keywords. It's just not in a readable format.
Right.
So it's okay. It's recording who it's from and to, where, and yeah. when it was sent and location,
what kind
of device, all this sort of thing. And it's so their AI programs who okay. circle through this to find patterns. If they start to say, like, man, at this time of day in these locations, people are talking about these things.
Okay.
That's suspicious.
So you're telling me it could figure out, like, it could look at my calls and say, Shane said he would like an eighth of not marijuana on the phone multiple times. He's probably buying weed.
Right.
Because he's not fooling us with the knot in front of him.
Well,
I am
so,
not.
What they look for is they look for.
Buy not weed from not
they
my
look
drug
for
dealer.
Coded language.
Okay.
Right? So what they're looking for is abnormal uses of words at abnormal times of day. Mm-hmm. So, for example, one of the most famous was they intercepted communications about birthday cakes. And, you know, people were asking, like, hey, do you want to get a birthday cake for tomorrow? And it was, it turned out to be a somewhat private ring of super high-end traders who were dealing in inside trading.
Oh,
shit. And they uncovered.
Kids. Feels like that'd be a good one for kids.
So, yeah, so it was, so they.
If you did that kind of thing.
If you sold it. Yeah, they were having a party, and they would say, so they were giving information to the use of this term birthday cakes. But they've picked up on it because it was like all men talking about it, and none of them close to their birthdays.
Well, yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah,
just a bunch of adult men that work
like,
on,
makes sense.
Yeah, a bunch of adult men that work on Wall Street, like, are you excited for that birthday cake tomorrow? Like, what the fuck is
it? Yeah. You know, if you buy this birthday cake at this low price, tomorrow it would probably sell for
yeah.
more.
Yeah. See, that's why I always text with my friends. Is like, yeah, I can't wait to suck a man's penis tomorrow. And then, but what it really does mean is that I'm actually trying to suck a man's penis tomorrow.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
But they think it's code, and they try to. They're spending all the time. What does he mean? What does he mean?
Yeah, what does he mean?
Penis
by that?
The whole time.
Yeah, that's the most covert way to plan a bomb attack is just to openly talk about planning a bomb.
Right.
Oh yeah, because they're not looking for that.
Right. Because for a long time
the AI machine starts heating up, the computer just starts smoke starts coming out of it.
So, yeah.
They're like, what does it mean? So, like, what does he mean by suck a penis?
Those guys. What is it? Those guys that post pictures of weed on their Instagram to sell.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like, they're not
yeah.
selling weed.
Those guys are awesome.
Right. No, that one of those women got arrested, though, here locally.
Really?
Yeah. Like, she just, like, got that loud, and then, like, they were
yeah.
like,
yeah, that's
knock,
a bad
knock,
idea.
Knock.
And yet a comic we know still is on the streets.
Yeah. I think I messaged him after that news story and was like, hey, can
yeah,
you
might
want
to not do that.
Yeah, you know, stop. okay. So they signed this treaty. They built this base. They monitor all the communications. And that's where the bizarre parts start, right there. Mm. Because I'll give you an example. The closest town to the Pine Gap facility is Alice Springs, mm-hmm. Australia. If you ask anybody at the base how many people work here, they will tell you 800. We have 800 full-time employees.
That's a lot.
In the town.
Is that a lot?
How big is the town?
In the base.
Yeah. Oh, in the base.
In the base, 800.
I feel. Is it,
does this include cafeteria workers and like janitors?
Yeah, that's everybody. That would be everybody.
Feel,
be entire episode 800.
This is really, numbers are really outside my wheelhouse here. I feel like this is always a problem for me. Is that a large number of people?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
No,
800 doesn't seem like a lot.
No, that's not a lot.
Okay,
a building of 800 people is not a large facility.
Okay,
but here's what's odd. Prior to the base, Alice Springs was a town of 550-ish people.
Mm.
I mean, it's in the middle of nowhere. You saw the picture. It's literally like if you could pick the worst place to put a city, Alice Springs is on one of those.
Yeah,
is one of your choices. There are 24,000 people living in Alice Springs.
Where do they all work?
Supposedly, they all work in Alice Springs.
That's
bull
the general
shit.
Store.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They all work at 7-Eleven in the cooler.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're saying there's a lot more people work. So there's like a little base on the top of the ground level, and that's where the 800 people work, and then the other 24,000 the other 23,000 people are like, well, yeah, I work at the general store, and I'm a blacksmith, and this is she's a seamstress. I don't know why it's a
we haven't had blacksmiths in this town since 1842.
If you look at Alice Springs, pictures of Alice Springs on the internet, you will see that like it looks like the Stepford Wives town. It's like it looks like a fake city. Like the grass is too green. It is really, really like bizarre looking.
Ooh, they got a Woolworths?
Oh, yeah.
Domino's?
It's like, look,
damn,
that's all
like
for
America.
800. There's 800 people, and everyone else supposedly works in that city. However, there's this joke in Alice Springs, right?
We got to get some money on this Patreon. This is a new place we got to go to. We got so many places we got to go.
Yeah, I want to go.
We got to do some fucking man in the street.
Dude, this is a perfect place to go.
I'll fucking go.
Now, listen, here's the joke is that when you ask people what they do in Alice Springs, and this is documented numerous times, you say, hey, where do you work, right? They're like, oh, I'm a gardener.
Gardener.
Hmm. They all say they're gardeners, right? No, and you can see, look how lush people's backyards are, right?
Street view.
And this
work.
Is the middle of the desert.
Yeah, it's like Vegas.
This is like, it's more so than Vegas. The mean temperatures in the summer, which is our winter, are over 120 degrees.
I mean, it doesn't look that good. All their grass is dead.
Well, it's the desert.
Our summer, their summer, our winter, soon to becoming our second summer.
Yes. Exactly.
God.
Can't wait.
I love this weather.
So yeah, it is very much an engineered city. It's actually the city itself, Alice Springs, is very old. Like people have been living there for 40,000 years.
Yeah, I saw they have a telegraph museum.
Yeah, so there's actually some strain amongst the aboriginals and the new residents. But suffice it to say that aboriginals.
What? Aboriginal?
Yeah.
No, I think that's like Native American.
I think that's like the nice.
What if I say it angrily?
Yeah,
it's
not good.
It does sound like a slur. It sounds like a slur. It sounds like you're not. Yeah.
I feel like you can
Why are they the aboriginals, too? Like what should they just be the originals? Isn't that what we're.
Wait, what does ab mean?
Yeah, what does ab mean?
They're ripped.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Is this what the guy is talking to me about?
They got the fucking washboard abs.
Abs.
Oh, yeah. Sick abs, bro.
Yeah. I guess it's when you go aboriginals, it's not a slur, but if you go aboriginals, then it's a slur.
Has anyone made a sitcom called Abroriginals? And they're like this great bro-y aboriginals?
Yeah, it's just a bunch of guys.
No disclaimers.
Yeah, just a bunch of guys. Oh, boy.
Stop.
Is that bad?
No. I mean, what I was going to say was bad, because I was just
they're
just like running around throwing spears at each other, but also talking about protein powder.
I think the spear thing is probably the bad part.
That's why I wasn't going to say it. But, but also this guy wants me to not shy away from my impulses. So hey, listen, clip that out instead of SNL.
The aboriginals lived there for 40,000
like,
years.
Sam?
They have a long history with interactions with creatures that we might now think of as aliens. Just stories of things coming down from the sky and all sorts of things. Okay, so that's where we are. That's the background for Pine Gap. And now here is where we begin with the conspiracies about Pine Gap.
Hold off on that.
All right.
Okay.
Amnesty International says saying Aborigine isn't okay.
Here's an okay.
Eight facts about
the indigenous
people of Australia.
So what is it? Indigenous?
It's indigenous. The way like Native Americans are indigenous. There was
so
no
Aboriginals
America.
Is a slur.
It is. So don't say it.
Starting now.
And now instead of saying we're racist beforehand, we do the facts checks after.
They clearly are Googling things during. We just did everything that guy. I didn't research
being
in order to apologize for something.
Being woke
we Googled
is learning
it during the
and
pod.
Changing.
That's right.
Listen, I'm not going to say Aboriginal.
I'm
never going to say Aboriginal
that,
again.
Honestly.
Now that I know you're not supposed to say Aboriginal, I'm never going to say Aboriginal.
Yeah, you lost half your act.
I'm
going
to take it one step further and call people out for saying it.
Yeah,
that's
should.
How you do it.
Yep. Okay, back to the pod.
Is it?
Here we go.
So these Aboriginals.
So the no.
These
indigenous
right,
people
right. Sorry,
have
sorry,
a long sorry. History. Put a pin in that. We're going to come back and re-record that.
No, we're leaving all that in. It's hilarious.
Yeah, you're going to say it angrier.
All right, Aboriginals. So, as I hinted at, Pine Gap, along with its sister facility, Minwith Hill, which is Field Station 8613, top secret facility in the United Kingdom, these two stations work together to monitor the entire network of communication.
Okay.
The first, they use what's called Fornsat, powerful antennas that are those golf-like, and they eavesdrop on communications. The second is called Overhead, which is a U.S. government satellite that orbits around certain countries and monitors wireless communications on the ground. So those are ground-level communications, and then also any satellite communication. So it covers both, right?
Okay.
So that's basically how they cover all communications, cell phones, even Wi-Fi traffic.
Okay.
That thing I talked about, that orbiting satellite, can come down and it can hover over and it can pick up your Wi-Fi.
Pick up Wi-Fi? I could barely get my
That's
own
crazy.
Wi-Fi, right, guys?
I know, right?
Well, my Wi-Fi doesn't even work in my apartment. Now they get my Wi-Fi.
Should,
what are you guys
you
drinking? What are you guys
job.
Drinking today?
So these have led to two projects. Ghost Hunter and Ghost Wolf are both projects run out of Pine Gap.
Named by 12-year-olds.
And yeah, they're great names. So Ghost Hunter in 2007... there was an Al-Qaeda terrorist who was deemed actionable, meaning he was on the verge of
seems like he needs some
an imminent threat. So yeah, he needed,
like he's got shoes on. He could go at any time.
He needs
so
some predator missile freedom.
He logged on to the internet, and immediately they were able to pinpoint his location within 100 meters and take satellite photographs of the area plus traffic patterns, movement, exits, entrances, and these were relayed to an ops team, Task Force 11-9, who then immediately were able to, like, they were literally getting on their phone, like, here's the entrance, go in here, turn right, should be, look there, and, like, it was, and then they took him out like that.
Sir, what am I looking at?
And
this is a close-up of his asshole. We just want
to zoom out.
Of all his
zoom
entrances
out.
And exits.
Zoom out.
I have his webcam. We're going live and seeing his webcam.
Where is his camera? Is this in his pants?
What is this? This is too close.
Enhance. De-enhance.
Yeah, we're going to shoot a predator drone up his pee hole.
And then Ghost Hunter is maybe even...
this was Ghost Dog and this is Ghost Hunter?
No, that was Ghost Hunter.
Okay.
And then now we have Ghost Wolf.
Ghost Wolf.
That's
and what
cool.
Ghost Wolf does is basically the same thing, but instead of Task Force 11-9 going in and taking out the
these sound like
the
flavors
mark.
Of Mountain Dew.
When you're playing Fortnite, you got to get that Task 9.
Mountain Dew, Ghost Wolf.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's better. What was I thinking? Task 9.
It's Flavor Task Force 11-9.
I'm the brain.
All right. Okay. So the Ghost Wolf, it relays these coordinates and information to a drone who then is deployed and goes to the target area and just takes out the entire target area.
Damn.
And these are in non-war zones. And this has been so well publicized that British citizens have organized strikes at the UK facility. There have been strikes at Pine Gap as well.
Oh, wow.
But they're basically saying this is you're breaking international law.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not allowed to take out
people,
civilian targets, non-war zones because you've captured a phone message.
Meanwhile, America's like, I'm sorry, I can't hear you over these predator missiles blowing up stuff.
I know. That's right.
Can't hear you over the sound of all this freedom.
it's crazy.
And just so everyone knows the significance of this, there's evidence that this is what happened with Iran.
Yeah.
Remember we figured out where that Iranian
Soleimani
guy was, and we sent a drone and and it almost went to World War III.
My man got.
And it was all related to these two programs and that drone strike, Ghost Wolf.
But to be fair, they did know. I mean, he bought a plane ticket, right?
Guys.
Like, couldn't they? Or he was given a plane ticket. Wouldn't they know plane?
But I mean,
let's just
wouldn't expect him to buy the plane ticket.
I just realized, let's just take a moment to
we
think.
Know a plane ticket. I mean, he's like the most of, like.
He's like, sorry, I can't go.
I'm in line at the Avis.
Yeah.
I'm renting a car. Like, I don't think.
Okay.
Let's just take a moment to appreciate how much worse 2020 got. Remember at the beginning of 2020, we were like, damn, World War III, and then we don't even worry about that anymore. We're like,
we're walking back.
I know, it's great.
What about a pandemic?
Yeah.
I think we would take World War III. I'd gladly trade back for war with Iran.
Yeah. I know, because kids don't even die from this virus.
I know, that's the worst part.
I know.
Jeez.
Throw a bunch of kids
Greta
at
Thunberg
it. Greta Thunberg
fucking
all the old viruses, you just threw the kids at him until the virus
I know, it's
was
great.
Done.
Like the virus, Hitler virus, just threw the
you
kids
just
at him.
You keep having babies great. And just throw the babies at the sick people and they absorb all
but
the
now
disease.
It's after us.
Now it's like, not after you guys. Oh, I'm good, baby. I'm licking subway poles. I'm fucking, I'm putting homeless guys' fingers in my mouth.
Terrifying to me is that Shane's alleging that coronavirus could actually affect your central nervous system and cause people to become zombies, and also that it only affects old people. So the idea of the zombie apocalypse just being like everyone over 65 is terrifying.
Yeah. Zombies already walk slow.
It's already.
Can you imagine?
This is already a screenplay that I'm trying to write. I don't need this to begin. I don't need nature to be stealing my ideas.
Yeah. Old.
It is pretty funny. That, like, the reason that zombies are so slow and easily distracted is just because they're old people,
right?
Exactly. And they're just walking in circles around the mall. Auntie Anne's.
Yeah, they're like super easy to kill, but there are just so many of them. You're just like, damn
dude,
it!
Artie's
breakfast.
I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast because he had that the guy. Because
big fan of ours.
Because
he has a podcast.
Yeah.
He wrote that review of us.
See, I'm trying to come up with a reason why I was listening to this particular episode, but it's actually just because I love protein powder.
Okay.
But no, I was listening to the one where he had this guy for like some epidemiologist on, and so Joe Rogan immediately asked him a bunch about the coronavirus, and he answers like very sobering answer, and then immediately Joe Rogan's like, I'm gonna ask you some questions about some myths that I might have heard. He's like, so I heard that. Going into the sauna for a really long time is good because it'll cleanse you from the virus. And the guy, you could just hear the guy be like, "No, why would you?" Joe Rogan's like, "Well, what? Like, isn't the air's hot? You breathe it in," and the guy's just like,
oh,
"How
my God.
Fucking stupid is this guy?" He's like, if the air was hot enough to kill the virus in your lungs, it would also kill you. And he's like, Joe's like, yeah. You know,
he's like, but it is hot in there.
It makes sense. It makes sense. But explain to me how, if it's, but I mean, it says it's 180 degrees in the sauna. How's it not burning your mouth? And the guy's just like, what are we talking about? What is that? Well, listen, right. Anyway, we'd love to be on the pod anytime.
Five stars.
Love you, Joe.
Back to the.
Okay, so listen, we're back to the Pine Gap.
Right.
We talked about the surveillance. Now, also Pine Gap is what we would say is the Area 51 of Australia.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It is the place where people go to see weird things. So there's been a number of them. The most famous is a 1989 encounter that several hunters on a night hunt were coming back. And so it was kind of that early dawn, just first daylight. And out of like a stone wall emerged like a door, like you see in James Bond, and a saucer hovered silently outside, came out, like no noise. Hmm. And then it like got out of town in a way that was not normal. Like it's silent, completely disappeared and sped up to like insane speeds. And then the door just kind of closed. And then like they were like, there was a door there. And then they're like, no, none of us saw it.
Do you think at some point UFOs will come out and they'll do like the they'll be in shadow, but they'll talk like, I was never allowed to speak. I'm never allowed to make noise.
Oh, hello. I'm
a UFO.
Unidentified flying object. And,
This is my top five favorite voices to do. Yeah.
It's a good voice.
Witness protection voice.
Yeah, I've been in witness protection for about 5 years now, and I used to live in Roswell, New Mexico, and now I work at Target as a stocking boy.
Is that like? I feel like that's not even understandable.
Oh, I could understand.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I can understand.
Yeah, you said a stocking boy. I guess.
Yeah, yeah, a stock it. Yeah, what? That's that's gonna be my new job. Is that they just use me to dub over people instead of using the little? They're like, can we just record you saying what that guy said? I really need to write a joke around that voice. This is guys. Yeah, welcome to How I Write Comedy. By the way.
In 1980, also, by the way, this idea of a hidden door was seen by two police officers who were looking for a missing girl. Mm. They also saw a bathtub-like spacecraft emerge from a camouflage door, and then the spacecraft flew off.
What does that mean?
Disappeared into another.
Yeah, does it have floppy?
I'm sorry.
Does it have floppy?
Bathtub. That's, like, that's how it was described
it like
by the police.
It off, a bunch of soapy water spills out the back of it. Like, what the fuck is that?
What the shit?
This Pine Gap has been the site of numerous UFOs. What is most interesting is that these UFOs in multiple encounters have hovered over Pine Gap, and they send a light beam down, and then Pine Gap sends a blue light beam back. And this has been seen and reported numerous
times.
It's
like Avatar sex.
Yeah.
And,
not really. Dock those tails.
No.
Yeah, really.
That's where docking came from.
So people think that clearly there's some kind of alien craft or some connection to unidentified flying objects in this place. They're either housed inside. There is, and this is documented, there is a airport runway in Pine Gap that is able to land every single aircraft on Earth.
Okay,
like it is, it's built to specifications to build any size aircraft.
Oh, so it's just a big air. It's just a big road.
Yeah, but the biggest.
Okay.
RDU Airport here in Raleigh is not. There's certain aircraft we can't accommodate.
Right, because they're big. But I mean, like,
too big and they're too heavy. Yeah.
I mean, when you phrase it the way you phrase it, it sounds more impressive than it is. It's just like.
No, but that's what this is all about.
Okay.
Well, you don't think it's impressive that a remote military operation with supposedly 800 employees has an airport that exceeds a regional area of 1.5 million?
I mean, crazy because they could just get those little puddle jumpers and land on the dirt,
you know.
Jeez.
No, I just think it's a little suspicious.
No,
like, why
I get
do you
it.
Need
yeah,
that
no,
kind of...
that is really cool.
Okay. Right.
Clearly, all you're right. Not the okay. brain.
Okay, so we got all these aircraft. They're coming in, and people have then tried
Excuse
to figure
me.
Out, like, what is going on here? And now is where we jump from what is pretty much fact or reported fact into what is completely theories.
Oh.
Because no one really knows what is going on at Pine Gap. And here are some ideas, all right? We start with Richard Souter. You guys ever heard that name?
No.
Richard Souter is the foremost expert on deep underground tunnels and bases in the world.
Interesting.
And Richard Souter believes that housed at Pine Gap is one of the most nefarious underground bases in the entire world.
Damn.
And if you don't believe Richard Souter, you should really check out his books because he's an expert. And he is also the guy that blew the cover of the tunnel, the Gothard Tunnel. Have you guys seen this?
No. The video that you posted.
I posted a video on our subreddit.
I mean, yes.
Everyone has got to go watch this video on our subreddit.
Performance art's crazy.
They opened up a tunnel in Switzerland, and understand that they're infamous for their tunnels. Their most famous tunnel is the one that houses the CERN, which is
right.
Oh yeah,
the largest tunnel to house instruments in the
These
world.
Guys love
it's
tunnels.
Big old tunnel. They do love digging it.
And they built a tunnel for a train tunnel through a mountain, and then they had an opening ceremony that is seriously like the most bizarre thing I've ever
seen.
It's
real weird. There's like naked people. Well, they have underwear.
They have underwear on.
That looks like their skin.
And then there's this horned goat man that looks very satanic and pagan.
Yeah.
Who's doing a blood ritual.
It's crazy.
The opening of the
tunnel
is like, it looks like a stargate. It looks like a portal, and like in some points it looks like an eye.
Yeah,
they really just do this right out in the open, you know. They really don't even attempt.
Yeah, just right out in the open, just a pagan ritual.
If they're doing this for a hole in the ground, think what they do for like a new Chili's or something.
Yeah, I know they're really losing their mind. They kill a baby.
Yeah.
So there's this Souter is the guy that blew the cover on this this Goddard tunnel, and he has great information on tunnels and deep underground military bases, some of which we've covered on this very pod in prior episodes. But Souter claims that in this the basement there is a portal which leads to was built in 1964 to connect with a Martian colony that has been populated and being so basically underneath the ground in Pine Gap is the portal to the Martian colony.
Oh shit.
And what he alleges is that there is a secret government that has built this portal, and people are this is how you get from the end of the world to Mars, which is where this new colony has been built.
Interesting.
Right? So yeah. Which brings up a lot of interesting things. I mean, it brings up a lot. It connects a lot of dots that we've talked about before in the pod. Like, I think we all know that the rich are planning on a way of escaping in the event of some sort of catastrophic Earth ending. And some of that has been evidenced by how many billionaires are buying boats and yachts and all these sorts of things.
Going to Australia.
And the answer is, you got to get to Australia because we're not entirely sure in the event of a catastrophic event, if air travel is going to be possible for everyone.
Yeah, the boats. Right. Ocean's always there.
Ocean's,
if anything,
so
it's going to be bigger.
And it's also possible that if global sea levels rise and the aboriginals, right?
No, indigenous. Native
oh, sorry, peoples. Indigenous, sorry.
Indigenous.
Sorry, I'm already wrong.
No, I like that you thought you were doing
so,
good.
So one of the things that that archaeologists believe is that the indigenous people have a very unique history of passing down stories.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So the indigenous have passed down their history, and one of the problems is their languages are going extinct. Mm-hmm. But one of the things they did, which was unique, is that indigenous tribe number one, I don't know what they're called, they would have a story and they would teach it to indigenous tribe number two to make sure to preserve its history, and they would have these tests where you would have to relay the story back and make sure that you got it exactly right.
No game of telephone.
So they have this, like, that was one of the things that people, we often in our world somewhat discredit oral tradition, but in certain cultures, like
not
the indigenous oral tradition.
Yeah, I know. It's like, not Sam does. And I was like, wait,
I love a good oral tradition, baby.
He's talking about oral again. Nope, he's not.
Oral tradition. Not
oral tradition.
Sucking.
Yeah.
but oral tradition can be very reliable in cultures like
this.
Whisper
this story into the tip of my penis.
So they talked of a visiting craft, a meteor, who when it came, rose the sea level, so they came all the way up to
Pine Gap.
Pine Gap, right? Right to the what is now present day Angel, whatever it's called, or Alice Land. Alice Spring. Yeah. So the water level came up to Alice Spring, right? So what if the idea is that, like, these people are coming back and the water's going to rise and we're going to sail our boats right to Alice Springs, and then we're going to jump into Pine Gap.
Damn. Where is Alice Springs related? Where is it on the sea level?
Yeah, I was wondering. Let me
look
it up.
It's on a plain.
But, I mean, like, how high or below sea level is Alice Springs?
It is.
I think 500 feet.
Nope, 1,788.
Ooh, that's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good for pretty much everyone
else. What's Raleigh, 300? I think we're done.
315.
That. New York is like,
and I have a creek in my
New
yard.
New York is like 2 feet above sea level.
Yeah, you guys are definitely done.
Yeah, just as for our reviewer real quick. I know we
if this is the case, I can tell you what city will definitely be above water.
What?
And definitely has an underground base and definitely has Denver
The
Denver airport, which is likely connected to Pine Gap. So you understand that this in Pine Gap under the ground is this portal to Mars, where since 1964 we've been building a Martian colony, and so that's his theory on this whole thing.
Okay,
Souter.
Okay. So they don't want to have a like culture shock when these Martians come back to Earth, right? Like they don't want to be like, oh, it's different here. They want to do it where the rocks look the same.
Hmm. Oh, you're saying that the reason why
it's in Alice Springs.
Alice Springs is because, but. Yeah, that's a good theory.
I don't think it is.
I like it.
Because I like going to different places. I'd be like, it's a cool spot. Like, if I kept seeing the desert all day, I'd want something different.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Well, I forgot to mention Alice Springs. Alice Springs, mysterious energy source as well.
Oh, okay, like the vortexes?
Well, no. Like they're not sure how they're powering a city of 24,000 in the desert.
Don't know
the water supply is a little bit suspicious.
Is there no obvious generator facility
There is, but people question whether or not it can. There's solar.
It's just a gas power generator, hooked up to a
There's
power
wind
line
power out there. There's wind turbines. There's solar. There's rumored to be underground a giant nuclear reactor.
That's pretty cool. Wow.
So
they have one of those at NC State.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah.
I always kept trying to sneak in there and try to cause a meltdown. A
little Homer
dressed
Simpson.
Dressed as a lizard person.
I go in there. I'm like,
okay.
I don't know.
Here's a couple other theories because we're getting close to... final thought time.
Oh, already?
Well, I mean, we're getting close.
Okay.
But we have a couple more big theories. To,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, sorry.
And this is for our many and numerous evangelical listeners.
Mainly me.
Pine Gap also is the rumored to be the heart of what's called Project Lucid.
Mm.
That's an acronym that I do not know the name, but it is related to an experiment.
Love underage children.
Oh, is it really?
The Beast. 666 Universal Control System. It's a real project that was intended to embed into all persons a bio card through the vaccination process.
Oh, man.
And then the facility. I saw it somewhere. It's something like Lucifer. It has something to do with Lucifer. This is a very, very powerful conspiracy from the extreme, people that think that the Satan is behind all of it. And they see this whole tunnel thing as very satanic, what happened in the Gothard. And they think the Swedes are satanic angels. Swedes?
No, it's
can't
perfect.
Be. Can't
what
be.
If you say it angry?
Everything.
Yeah.
All right.
And Swedes, I don't know. I'm fine. If they're satanic angels, they're
good,
pretty
good people.
Pretty good-looking people. They speak
we
English
have been
perfect.
Sent yeah. from above, Susan. That's not a good Swede. What's a good Swede? It's like, that's like, you got to get that into your voice. Like,
they
we have come
that,
from
that.
The space but, to send you back to hell. Yes.
He just is
not bad.
You were just... Going up, we have to save back to space.
That's why you gotta watch the videos, guys.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's how the polka came about. Okay,
just a natural bounce. That's where,
Oh, he must be Swedish.
It's like they're shifting around trying
like
to hold
in
the
like
shit.
That's how they, like in a Disney movie, how they let you know, like a character in the background, Swedish.
Yeah.
So he just bounces up and down.
It's just like,
I should be doing this voice because I am Swedish.
You are?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Smith is a Swedish name?
That's not my given. It's like a. It's an adopted.
Smith,
okay,
Smith
let's.
Bird.
So Lucid 666 Beast Control is an attempt to embed a biocard in every person to control them, to take control of their minds, and own them. And here's what I'll say about this. This is a fantastic theory that I don't think is true.
Yeah, that book looks like
I was struck by how many people, if you like go to the, like they have a YouTube on video on this and there's like 14,000 views, which isn't that much.
No.
But like, I mean, 5,000 comments. Like everyone who watches it, half the, you know, a third of the people comment. And they're all just like, thank you so much for posting this. People need to see the truth. Like, thank God for Jesus. Like, it is amazing how many people, even with something as fantastical as this.
What does Jesus have to do with anything?
Well, because this is all meant to destroy the kingdom of God,
right?
Like, true believers aren't going to be sucked in.
Lucifer's like a big nerd, and he's like putting the Nintendo DS cartridges in your head.
Yeah. Basically a bio card into people, and then from this base they get to control everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's also this hypothesis that I think is probably tied to this, is that barcodes on humans, which is basically like biometrics now, like that's all from the devil. Like the barcode is like the mark of the beast. That's what they talk about. So this is probably tied to that in some sense, in that bio card.
Yeah, and so what happens with, I think, these things is these kind of ideas then become, when you have something like smart IDs, which are these new identifiers that we're going to be required to have, people get suspicious of those even, right? And any
like a new license, all of a sudden new licenses.
Yeah,
people are so weird about that shit.
Yeah, but
just because they maybe put some of my blood in my new New York State license, doesn't mean that they're trying to like replicate or track me or control me. It just means that they want a little bit of my blood. People that don't live in the state are like, do they really do that?
I think what's challenging for me is there's this theory that the government is spying on people and we're taking out bad guys.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, defenders of these programs would say the NSA has saved innocent lives through this program. Have innocent people died? Yes, but far less than would have died had we not stopped these people. And if you can buy into that, but then if we allow that, the question becomes, well, how far do we let it go? And then at the extreme end of this Project Lucid, we have these folks who are like, the government is trying to control us. And that's the logical end of something like the perhaps legitimate, arguably legitimate operations that occur at these bases. And I don't know where in that range I fall, right? It's a tough call for me of what do we let government do in order to keep us safe versus like allowing them the infrastructure to basically take over humanity.
I say shove a chip up my ass and call me Slappy. I don't care.
I mean, yeah, that's okay. Yeah,
I just want to, mainly
it's like paper cups.
Why your ass? Yeah, why? why would you choose your ass? Okay. Well, yeah. All right.
I'm a big nerd. I feel like if they pitch to me, like, look, if you put this chip in your hand, you'll be able to open your door remotely and pay for stuff without having keeping a credit card on you. And I'm like, this is fucking great. And I'd be
it's amazing.
First one to sign up.
I mean, there's a guy that did that. There's a guy that had all his employees do that. That was a mandate.
Damn, that's hilarious. He got sued, I think. You know, you'd assume more people would quit.
Yeah, you
hey,
would
you
think.
Might, hey, we're going to need you to put this chip under your hand. And everybody's like, fine. Okay.
Okay, sure.
There's no chance of me ever to find another job somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, okay, last theory.
Yes. All right.
Then we're going to do a final thought.
Okay.
Okay.
There is one more theory that was brought to us, thankfully, by a great, great thinker in modern times, Sister Maria Teresa, who is the 73rd Sorcha Feao of the Sorcha Feao Order, elected as Mother Superior on February 3rd, 2007.
Yep, I remember that.
So she is definitely 100% sane. Mm-hmm. She reported a story that was picked up in major news outlets across the world, including the Iranian state's FARS news program, which is their English language program, seen by 78 million people every day.
That's state media?
State media.
That's where I get all my news.
You also love RT.
Well,
dang.
Many American news agencies discredited the story that came out of Iran via Sister Maria Teresa. However, let's just consider what the story is before we take sides on this, okay?
Yeah,
according to Sister Maria, in the files, in the documents leaked by Edward Snowden, there is evidence conclusive evidence that the United States has been infiltrated by extraterrestrial tall whites. That's the name.
Oh, yeah. That's what Valiant Thor is.
Yeah, Valiant Thor. And they have been helped through Nazi Germany to infiltrate the United States.
Tall whites?
And they have met in 1954 with President Dwight Eisenhower.
Sounds like they named themselves.
And have developed a secret regime which controls all of America. And these tall whites have implemented a regime that involves a creation of a global electronic surveillance system that's meant to hide all true information about their presence here on Earth.
Damn.
And is part of their final phase. That's what one of the words that Snowden leaked out. Final phase of their end plan for total assimilation and world rule.
So I guess it's safe to say that Shane and I are not part of the tall whites.
Yeah, we are the short whites.
No, right. So this ties back to several things that we've talked about. The tall whites in Nazi Germany, it's widely believed that what Hitler was looking for in the Aryan race were actually the Swedes, right? And
definitely not the Jews.
Tall whites.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Yeah, if that's your criteria for who to get rid of, who's tall and white, Jews.
Yeah.
Not in there.
Yep. Not in there.
Well, so these tall whites were part of this force of Nazis that we've talked about in Project Paperclip, who came to America, infiltrated the U.S. government, and they are there to establish a secret regime, which is very much on the cusp of the final phase of their end plan for total assimilation and world rule. And where is that secret trove of information being hidden?
Pine Grove.
Where is it being stored?
Pine Grove.
Pine Grove is probably a place you go near Wilmington for spring break.
Totally. So apparently, Eisenhower signed this treaty, this UFO treaty. Was that treaty actually this control program?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, damn.
It was basically like, but listen, if you're Eisenhower,
and
the aliens come in and they're like, hey, bad news for you.
Yeah.
We're a secret alien race and we can wipe you guys off the planet right now.
And then you go,
he's like, okay,
well, at least you're not minorities, am I right?
Or... we can allow you guys about 50, 60 years to live as we kind of re-engineer the Earth as we want it.
Oh, man.
And you can select X number of humans.
Damn.
And we will transport you guys to a Martian colony, which you can start building now. And so Eisenhower and
we're getting sent to Mars and they're keeping the Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
What a fucking bad
deal. Yeah, they're keeping the Earth. Yeah, that's a terrible deal.
Yeah, it's way cooler here.
Mars sucks.
Yeah.
Look at Pine. That's what Pine Gap was. That's what Alice Springs is. They're
practicing?
Like, if you can build this here, they're just practicing on how to build a colony
there.
Oh man,
that's what's going on up there.
Damn,
so we're not all, you and I are not getting there.
You know, as soon as we go through that portal, by the way, it's just going to transport us to a giant blender. And you just come out there.
it's gonna send us to the place in Antarctica that Tesla built. You know, that's the other place. It's like, what's your name, Bazzani? Okay, left door. And you're like,
is that the good door?
Sweet,
like Mars? I don't know.
No, that's the bad.
And you open the door, and you're like, oh no, it's the giant blender.
You're like, it's just a blender in here. That's right.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's pretty funny. If like the most of the world.
It's a galactic garbage disposal.
Chewed into like a and that's how that's what the fuel.
Yeah, just go through here, and this is a new colony on Mars. Just go through, and you're like, okay, this sounds really cool.
Become one with the cosmos.
And you walk through, and she's like, you're like,
yeah, we're the fertilizer that will build the new world on Mars. Most of us,
yeah,
and then the elites, right, the one percenters, they are all gathering in the Pine Gap area because they will get to walk through door number two, and they will just go through this space portal and end up in Mars.
Yeah, but those people are going to get kept as pets anyway. No, either way, you don't want it.
I mean, we're all kind of pets, right? I mean, we are definitely not the most powerful beings in this universe, not even in our world.
Short whites, right again.
Short whites. Short white peaks, the top of whipped cream when you make it.
I'm slightly related to the tall whites.
You're just whites. You're medium whites.
Yeah, that's true.
My friends are in a band called Valiant Thor, so maybe that's close to the.
So you can have a group called the tall whites, but then as soon as you have a group called the tall blacks, people will go like, maybe we change the name. Maybe we don't refer to that. That seems weird. Welcome to the Tall Blacks, or the NBA, as we like to call it. the Tall Blacks, or as we like to call it, just black people.
If we can sum up here.
All right,
please
take it home.
I'm going to sum it up for final thoughts.
Okay.
Because I have to take a piss.
In Central Australia, at a is Pine Gap is a U.S.-Australia joint base where the NSA and the CIA have their head operations to monitor all communications. It is rumored to be the home of a deep underground military base where they do a number of things, including some very sketchy UFO sightings there, communications with UFOs. There's a theory that there is an underground base that is being used as a portal to Mars. Some weird people believe that Satan is down there gathering bio cards to sort of embed in people and take control.
He's got new bio cards?
Yeah, he's just like a weird nerd. Like he's into addict. Like fucking Magic the Gathering. He's like, I have collected a very rare Sam Mazzani gold-plated limited edition card, holographic.
How many mana?
How many mana? Look at his move is look. Right. I place Sam into attack mode and use his move. Make funny voice. It does no damage.
That's so funny.
It deals no damage.
It's so funny. Like all those people that think that like D&D is satanic. It's like it's satanic, but not because it's evil. Just because Satan plays D&D.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. You know?
It's like I place. Yeah.
It's a fun game.
I place Justin Scranton into defense mode and use his move. Read Wikipedia.
Oh, he's already tapped. You can't use it.
It is ineffective.
Yeah. Well, finally, we also have this theory from Sister Maria Teresa. A great prophet of the Sorcha Feao.
We
and,
never
she says,
that is, and I'd like to continue we'll at the end of the podcast without explaining it.
It is a bizarre cult of women who believe to have prophetic powers.
Okay.
Ladies.
They have monasteries all over the Ireland.
I was going to say.
Okay.
It seems
all
Spain.
Over the Ireland.
Yeah. It's like sounds all like over it would be like Spain. Ireland. All over the Ireland. I'm reading. Okay, never mind.
All right. Well, she says that Snowden has leaked documents show that the U.S. has been run by tall whites in a secret treaty with Dwight Eisenhower, and they are preparing a global electronic surveillance system that's going to hide their presence before the final phase.
It's so funny to imagine that they induct people into the tall whites, and it's like this big, like, dark ceremony room, and everybody has robes on, and then in the center of the room rises this thing in a spotlight.
You have to be this
tall. God damn it! Let me do the joke.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just a spotlight, and it's just one of those it's just one of those carnival things, and it says you have to be this tall to join the tall whites. And then it's just me being like,
well, listen,
on my tippy toes, trying to like, wait, he's wearing platform shoes. I'm like, no, I can explain. I'm tall enough.
Well, let me tell you this. The most bizarre thing about what you just described
is how they do it.
Is you go watch the 17-minute satanic opening ceremony for Gothard Base Tunnel in Switzerland. If you go watch that video, it is pretty much what Sam just described.
Really?
It is like insanely
similar
to that.
I got denied from the tall whites. So it's like I went to, I submitted, and I sent in my I sent in my tape for $50 to the tall whites for 3 years in a row, and laughing skull. I mean, the tall whites, they denied my submission.
Is it just because you unsubscribe from their mailing list that you didn't see the notification?
Yeah, I know. They're like,
emailed
you, but you unsubscribed from our mailing list because you're a bitter asshole about not getting in last year.
What if you just social media posted that you got in and just to see how long before you got a desist?
Yeah, they just commented like, he did not get in.
See, at the festival.
He did not accept him. Please still come to the fest. His bad comedy will not be present. You're like, Jesus Christ. All right.
Okay, fine.
Fuck. All right. Okay. Guys. God damn
so those are the theories. That's the story of Pine Gap.
Okay.
What do you guys got any final thoughts? If you want me to go first.
Yeah, you go first.
I think there's a portal to Mars under Pine Gap.
Wow.
I think that wealthy people are gathering in that area, preparing for the final phase, which the aliens who have controlled America for many years take over. And we will build a society much like Alice Springs. We will build that in Mars
And that's my
theory. That's it. Well, that's pretty good.
I believe this one.
Okay. All right. Okay, here's my final thoughts. I think if my logical brain were to figure this out, I would just assume that why would you put a listening station out in the middle of the desert? Well, my big brain tells me that lower humidity in the desert allows signals to be picked up easier.
This man's genius.
So that's why I would think that. Because you know how sometimes in the summer when it's really humid, your radio signal doesn't go as far?
No.
But you can't hear a radio in your car. Does anyone listen to the radio?
No.
Anyway, that's how that works. That's why in the winter, sounds travel further because there's less humidity.
Okay.
Big brain on Shane right here.
Big brain
but
Shane.
But besides that, that's big brain Shane. I think that, yes, something is going on here. I would definitely think there's an Einstein-Rosen bridge taking people to the desert. But what do they do there? I think they just garden.
Okay.
I think that's a legit excuse. I have a garden in my yard. Love
maybe
it.
They're gardening there to make to it less of a desert.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they're trying to help us.
Oh, my God.
Maybe Satan's trying to help us.
Perhaps.
You said a lot of things, and all I heard was, well, isn't the sauna hot enough to kill the coronavirus?
Yeah.
My final thoughts are...
your theory was like, I think waves travel better in dry, hot places.
This is
true.
Because
in summer, your radio stops working.
It's true.
My final thoughts as the funny guy who's stupid. Here's my final thoughts. Uh-oh, don't do that voice. Woo!
That was close.
I think that... I think most importantly, I learned that I will not be saying Aboriginal anymore. That's big.
That's a big one. Oh, we all learned something.
I regularly throw that slur around. I'm just like, look at these fucking Aboriginals always on the bus.
Oh, shit.
Anyway. Oh, boy. I think, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I don't really pay that close attention and just listen for joke opportunities on this podcast. So sometimes I kind of miss the entire point of what we were talking about. That's what I think might have happened again today. I also have to pee very badly. I think my eyes are turning yellow as I start to get jaundice from not pissing. that's what I think about that conspiracy. I hope that wasn't a bad ending to the podcast, but...
No, I think it's very appropriate for our new marching orders, courtesy of our number
one
fan.
And funny. I got nothing to say. All right.
All right. Well, look, that's it. You can get us on Reddit, Twitter.
Yeah, check us out on Reddit. Yeah. Check us out on Twitter. Website will be launching soon. You can buy some sweet coffee mugs. You're gonna love this. I think I mentioned it last time.
And
if we
guys could figure out who sent that that review, let's all send him death threats via...
No.
Okay, hold on.
No, I thought it's good advice.
Oh, don't do that.
No doxing.
Hey.
No.
No.
Don't apologize for your...
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, all I want is just an updated review, 5 stars.
Put us at maybe 3. Okay.
all right, that's it, man. Right. Well, this has been Conspiracy Beer Me, right? I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
I'm Sam Mazzani. Peace.